Harold, are you going to be the president of Israel?
And again on the base. Mishnah says, "Amos Yechon Parchis Mikishur Vechli is Potter. Potter from Korban, Potter from any Chiyuvim." So Gemara says, "Even though that the Keli is Kishir, the Yechon Parchis Mikigregus." So in the food, there's no chiyuv malchus, there's no chiyuv korban, no chiyuv nisa. But what about in the keli? Hamotzi eichlin tochis mikashir b'keli. His poter afal keli shai keli tfeil aloi. Because the keli is tafel to the food. So why should that be a tour? He's still carrying out the keli. It's the chayv amita poter, afal amita, shai amita tfeil aloi. So on the Chai, that's the next sugya that we'll learn in Rishon Hashem. Chai knows his atzmai, and Rashi refers to it. So who make your atzmai, who knows his atzmai? That's the next gemara. What about on the mita? Shem mita tefel aloi. It's a meis van mita chayiv. So the meis on chayiv. Vechein kezayis min ha-meis. Ukezayis min ha-nevelu. Ukadosh min ha-sheretz chayiv. Rav Shimon Poitis, this is the machlokes. If melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, chayiv or potter. That's the next sugi in Mishnah. So those are three sugis in the Mishnah. Number one, the din of tofel. Number two, the din of chayin oisi es atzmoi. And the third, the din of melacha Shein and Tzrich L'gufa. So Tana Rabbanan on Moitzi Yechlin Kishir. Im Bechli Chayim Allo Yechlin Upot Al Keli. Im Moya Keli Tzorech Loi Chayim. Im Moya Keli Tzorech Loi Chayim Af Al Keli. What does that mean in Moya Keli Tzorech Loi? So Rashi's pshat is l'shtamesh boi tashmish acher mokoyim shemaitziyoy shom l'shtamesh boi tashmish acher mokoyim shemaitziyoy shom, that he has a purpose for the keli as well. If the entire purpose of the keli was only to carry out the eichlin, so the keli is tofel to the food. So then the Mishnah, the Brisa indicates the guy Mishnah should be potter. However, if he has some reason to bring out the keli as well, he's going to use the keli later on. Today it's chayiv. Chayiv afal keli. So Rashi chayiv al kol echod ve'echod. Ki heichid im chayiv le'tarte yatarte tzois ve'elam echad. No, so then we're going on to discuss what's the point of being chayiv on both. What's the chiddush? So that's the next, the balance of the Gemara. All right, but we have to figure out what's the din of being potter on something which is tochel. Why should there be a ptur on something which is tochel? And this will open the Rambam. From the last halach and perik yuches. Last halach and perik yuches. Perik yuches. Hamoiti poches mikishir. Av al pi shoytziyei bekeli poter shakeli tzveiloloi. So let's run the noises now. The ein kabanosoi loitzos hakeli el loitzos mashu b'seichai per ein boishir lefichah voitzi odem chai shenekofus b'amita poter av al amita shamita tzveiloloi. So what's the first thing the Rambam says? First in the din of Topel. So he explains what's pshat in Topel. Ein kavanos lo yitzas hakeli, elo yitzas hameis. Very ain boy kishir. Lefichach, in boitzi odem chai she ainoi kofus ba mita potter. Apal al mita. Sha mita tfeil aloi. If he's not on kofus, so he wouldn't say chai in his zazman probably. Now, what does the Rambam say? Hamoiti poches mikshir, because we arrive at Yerushalayim Meforesh, Gahalin tutim, Shein tzrichim lekelim. And Kan Nishoni, what's the Rambam saying? What's the Ha'or of the Rambam? Hasog of the Rambam? No? What are we? Right, this is the Magid Mishnah points out. Magid Mishnah says, Ubasodes, Omer Avram, Yerushalmi, Meforish, Kalan, Tutim, Shein, Tzvichim, Lekim, Lekim, Shonai, Ve'eni, Roye, Kein, Derech, Gemara, Seinu. Elo kol mini, Dimevatale, Legabei, Aval pi she ain't a tzarech loy potter. The Sameach brings a raya from the Bavli, the sheet of the Rambam, because Sameach says that the Gemara in Sukkah says, talks about whether one is chayiv on the keli in which the esrog is, when it's moitzi an esrog and the keli in Shabbos, when chayiv on the keli or not. So the Sameach says it seems to show that the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. Mechalitz Bavli Yerushalmi, Mechalitz Arapaskin. I had assumed, until I saw the Sameach, that the Machlokes Rambam Maivet had a pshat in our Gemara. Gemara says, Im oye keli tzorech loy. The Brisa says, Tana Rabbonim, Hamoitzi oichlin kishir, Im ve keli chayuv alo oichlin, Upotar ala keli. Vim hoyo keli tzorech loy, chayav ab ala keli. So how you medayik in that? That the Gemara says the moye keli tzarach loy. If you needed the keli, couldn't be if the food needed the keli, because then less mandapolog, then that's tougher. But if you needed the keli, and the Rivet seems to say that either it's a machlag of the Baal Yerushalmi, or we lose prevalent in this Raisa, in Moya Keli Tzorach Loi, that if you needed the Keli, what's the simon whether needed the Keli or not? Whether the food required the Keli or not? The food didn't require the Keli, so I needed the Keli. So perhaps that's how the machlag, could be machlag in the Raisa. But the Yosemeach says the machlag is Baal Yerushalmi. What's the machlekes? What does the Rambam say? Hamoisi pachas mekeshir apapi shayitziyoi v'keli poter shaykeli tfeiloloi vein kavanosi leitzas hakeli el leitzas masha b'seichoi. That's what our Gemara says. But if you have kavana for the keli as well, so then you'd be chayiv in both. And the Raven says it has to be that I need the keli. I want to carry out cherries, right? So I can carry out 5 cherries in my palm, 15 cherries, whatever. I want to carry out 30 cherries, I'm going to need a bag, I'm going to need a keli for it. I want to carry out soup, I'm going to need a keli for it. So davka, in that case, that's the only case that I'm potter on the keli. The keli is mamish in service of the food. However, if I want to take out a piece of meat or something, so I could take it in the keli, take it in my hands, it wouldn't be so comfortable. But the keli is not necessary. So then the rabbi would say that then I'm chayav on the keli. And the Rambam would say that keli is still my kavana is still on the oich, not on the keli. All right. So again, so we have the Gemara says that the din of ikar and tafel lagabe yaitza, that I'm only chayiv if I'm chayiv only on, if I have a situation where I'm moiti 2 things in ikar and tafel. So the Gemara says I'm only chayiv on the Iker and not chayiv on the Tafel, and therefore I have a situation where the Iker is Bochus Mekashir and I'm putter altogether. And the Rambam explains this din, so the Rambam is Mefarish the din for us. The Rambam is Mefarish the din on Kavana, that you only have Kavana for the Iker. You don't have Kavana for the Tafel. So the Rambam apparently says that the only time you can say I have kavana for the Iker, the Rambam says that apparently once it's not necessary to carry out the keli, so then the halach is that is significantly independent. Let's say I wouldn't be carrying, the Rambam's case is that if not for the piece of meat, I would not be carrying out the plate. Right? So the rabbi would still say, but the fact that I'm choosing to carry out the plate together with the piece of meat, so that they have I'm carrying a bottle of soda in a bag. I can carry the bottle of soda without the bag. Once I take the bottle of soda out of the bag, I'm going to throw away the bag. So going to Rambam, I'm a potter and carrying out the bag. Only chayav and carrying out the soda. All right? It was a din of shogig in the bottle and maize in the bag, or vice versa. And Rivet would say, no, that I'm chayav in the bag. I'm chayav in both. Because I didn't need to carry out, I made it easier for myself. But he can't say that the bottle of soda needed the bag. That's the machlekes Rambam Ravid. So we understand a little bit about the mission based on the Rambam, that it's in Kavana. And Iker and Tovel in Kavana. But what's Pshat in the Machlekes Rambam Ravid? Why would the Ravid say that Mamish has to be absolutely necessary? So on this issue, there is a, on this parsha of Iker and Tovel, and Iker and Tophel. There is a discussion by Rabbi Pesach Frank. To be pointed out, at the end of Chelek Aleph, the Hart Tzvi. Right, there are, until recently, there were three volumes in Hart Tzvi. Two volumes in Arachayim, and one volume in Yeridea. And this last year, they came out with two volumes in Ebenezer. So at the back of the first volume of Hart Tzvi, name of Shri Pesach Frank has a kuntras on Hilcha Shabbos because Melacha by Melacha. So in Melacha's Bishol, the Shoal asked two Shilas. Shoal wanted to know if Iker and Topol applies to Bishol as well. And at the very end of the Tshuva, Tzvi Pesach Frank says this is relevant for another Shaila. And Moshe was a very similar Tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Dalin. There he has what we call the Eider Tshuvas. When Rav Shimon Eider was writing in Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, so Eider would ask Moshe a lot of the questions he had, a lot of the sfeikas. At the back of every Eider Sefer, so he published the Tshuvas of every Eider, the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe. And then in Chelek Dalet, Rav Moshe published the Tshuvas he gave to every Eider. A lot of these Tshuvas, they say they were on the, Rav Moshe was on his way to a chasen or something, so Rav Eider sat in the back seat, and they would pepper Rav Moshe with these questions. But once he published them, so he certainly took responsibility for them. So there, Rav Moshe deals with the same question. Also, he deals with the same issue. And at the end, he says, and it's negeya for the following case. It's negeya for the din of a person, and a person makes a hot drink on Shabbos, makes tea on Shabbos. Right? So you have to, so the first time you have your tea, not a problem. Now you want a second cup of tea. So you have to dry out the cup in between. Dry out the glass in between the first and second. Right? So, both Rav Moshe and Rav Tzvi Pesach analyze it the same way. As you're pouring the water in, so you're pouring hot water in, and inside the keli, you have droplets of hot water from the, droplets of water from the previous tea that are, that are ready room temperature. So when you pour more hot water in, you're going to heat up the tea that's already in the cup. So that's the Shiloh, do we say, but the tea that's in the little drops of water in the cup are going to become bottle to the tea that you're pouring, so how are you pouring in? So do we say that the tea, that the little drops that you're pouring in become bottle, and therefore there's no chiyuv of vishal on that which comes bottle? So we say then a bottle beroiv, or the tofel. So halach lemaaseh, Rav Moshe is machmer on this. Halach lemaaseh, Rav Tzvi Pesach is makel if in this particular case that I gave, because Rav Tzvi Pesach writes that those droplets of water are already mevushal, and even though we say by water that yesh bishul achar bishul, but in Mitzvah we'll learn that the din of yesh bishul achar bishul lagabi water is a machlekas achronim, and we go lachumra and bishul achar bishul lagabi water. So, Tzvi Pesach, son-in-law Rabbi Yossi Cohen, who published the Tshuvas and has many Ha'oras at the bottom, He says that it only applied to that one case. But let's say he had washed, he had rinsed the cup out with cold water, and now the droplets of cold water that were never mavushal before. So he says, then his father never sipes of yimachmir. He's only made gold in the case that I gave him the second cup of tea. But let's say the first cup of tea. He had a drink, he had a soda in it, now you want to have a cup of tea in it. So then you'll be pouring hot water into to droplets of water that are not mavush already. So then he would say that even then it's sipes of yimachmir. And if I remember correctly, Ryder quotes from Baron Cutler that the Baron Cutler held his mutter. So you have the three shittas. Ravan Kotler held that it's, he, I shouldn't say it's mutter. Ravan Kotler held it was a good chumra to dry out the kos in between, before you put any hot water inside it. Ravan Kotler says a chumra, mikra didn't thought it was mutter, but it's a good chumra. And Rav Pesach said it depends. If the droplets and droplets of already boiled water, so then he says you can be mekel. Because we don't have to be machmir on the din of yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach when we have a those who say that it'll become bottle. And Rav Moshe concluded no, that there is no din of beetle, and we should, and since there's no din of beetle, so there's no room for any leniency at all. And therefore, we should dry out the cups in between. What was this whole issue based on? So there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, a very similar discussion to our Gemara. Probably our Gemara is the source for the whole issue. The Gemara discusses, the Rishonim discuss whether there is a din of botel beroiv, of botel beroiv legabe bishon. How would that come up? So it comes up all the time. Let's say you have a cholent, and the robe of the cholent is yavish, and the meat of the cholent is lach. All right, so we have a din that when it comes to yavish, we say ein bishul lach or bishul. When it comes to lach, we say yesh bishul lach or bishul. All right, if something's ready cooked, I have a fully cooked cholent. And I have and the robe of the cholent is solid, and the meat of the cholent is liquid, and the cholent now is for some reason at room temperature. Person forgot to put on the fire, so then they get nervous that there's no cholent for Shabbos, and they put on the fire. So the Oyer and Issa deRaisa of Bishlana. So the Issa deRaisa they weren't over because sub everything was removed already. Right, with the Oyv and Issa, the Rabbanon of Bishul. So solids, so they are Oyv and Issa, the Rabbanon of Chazara, probably because it's really Mavushal. And on the liquid, they're Oyv some Issa of Bishul. Is it the rice? Is it Rabbanon? Depends on what the status is of Bishul and Lachas Mavushal already. So the Beis Yosef quotes. That you go Basar Raiv. Go Basar Raiv. Take a more practical example. A person has a piece of chicken, and the chicken has gelled gravy. Right? A person has a piece of meat, and around the meat is gelled gravy. So they want to warm it up in Shabbos. So they put it on the blech on Shabbos. Right, they put it, let's make it easy, they put it on an overturned pan on Shabbos, let's say. They put it on a double boiler, perfect. They put on a double boiler on Shabbos. Alright, before Shabbos, they left they put on top of their cholent pot. Alright, so there's no meslek and vashel. No one cooks on top of a cholent pot. Alright, they make a double boiler. No meslek and vashel. Alright, so the meat now becomes piping hot. Not also, right? The meat was mavushal erev Shabbos. He can't ain bishul achar bishul agabi the meat. Agabi davar yavish, right? There was no problem of mechzek and mavashal because they put it on top of a cholent pot, and there's no problem of chazara because they put it on top of a cholent pot. All right. What about the gravy? All right. So the gravy now becomes a liquid, and the gravy becomes piping hot. Becomes yes, a lettuce boy. So the gravy there over a din of bishul. Right? Because he said, Yeish Bishlach Abishl, but Dagalach. So the question is, were they over and didn't have Bishl or not? Was it mutter not to put it back? Did we say, he goes was arrived? That was a question that was posed to Rav Moshe. It's a slightly different question. Basically the same question. But the question that was posed to Rav Moshe was that the meat is mitstamek. The meat is mitstamek v'ralo, and the liquid mitstamek was mitstamek and it wasn't ralo. So they're almost the same question. So when they asked Rav Moshe, he said, doesn't understand the kasha. What's the kasha? There's a solid and a liquid. So figure it out. You know, what's the problem? Are you allowed to put a bowl of gravy on a double boiler in Shabbos? No. So why should anything change because I have a bowl of gravy and a piece of meat inside of it? What's the kasha? She says, I understand what you say. You're asking me because there's a prima godim. Before you get the prima godim, it's a Beis Yosef. It doesn't quote the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes one of the Rishonim says, "You go baser roiv." The Machaber himself does not pass on that Rishon. So the Machloek is Rishonim. The Machloek is Rishonim. You go baser roiv. Legavi bishul b'shabbos. All right. So this kasha, piece of meat with gravy. Do I go baser roiv or do I say that there's no din of going baser roiv? So Rav Moshe formulated the question. This Ha'ara was pointed out by this. There's a sefer called the Minchas Koyin. Minchas Koyin is a I forget his name right now. Rav Abba, I forget his last name. It was a sefer that was still written in Europe, and it was it's an interesting sefer. It's a three part kuntras, which used to be very popular. It used to be used a lot. One is on the Zvich and Shkia, the issues of the sun, sunrise and sunset. One is on issues of Taravis. The third maybe on Bishul v'Shabbos. So Minchas Koyin points out this machleg as we've shown him. If you look carefully in the Beis Yosef, there's one line where he says, the Mingav HaSeroi, but if you look at the Mechaber, in Shiyin Ches, even Tesiv Tesvav, so he doesn't recognize that distinction. And there is nothing of Iker and Tafel, you go Baser Roiv. You just figure it out. Do you have Lach, you have Yavish, right? And that's what Rav Moshe points. Rav Moshe collects in this, you can look it up, Baruch Haim Chelik Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet and Os Zayin. Ayin Dalet and Chelik Dalet and the Eider Chuvas and Chashavas. And Os Zayin, he collects all the different prima godims on the topic, and he shows that there's a stira in the prima godims. But there are some prima godims that indicate that we go baser roiv. And he says, but Hayyos, that the prima that it doesn't make any sense to him. Why should we say go baser roiv? Why should we say go baser roiv in a malacha? Right? So he says, since it's so hard to figure out, I should go Baser Roiv, and if Prima Godim has a stira, a svekas, so we should go L'chomer. And that's what he says at the very end, and the same then would apply, I believe he has it over there, the little droplets of water when one's making tea. Alright, so that's how this issue becomes L'chomer Maisa. When Rav Yossi Cohen analyzes this idea, he says, this is the Gemara in Shabbos. The question was raised if she based on Frank. So Shi Pesach has different Gemaras that he quotes. But if Yossi Cohen says, if I remember correctly, Yossi Cohen is the one that says, this is our sugya. No. This is our sugya, and we can be Moisev. This is our Rambam. Eleital is the same kasha. Eleital is the same kasha. Do we have, do we go Bosar, Iker and Tovel, Bosar Ravenot? Eleital Zariah. Is a difficult raya. Achrayim later on were not, even though Eleital himself wasn't happy with the raya. Eleital's raya comes from a din of Tchumen. Halacha is that if you bring something from outside of the tchum, so you can't use it in Shabbos. Right? You can't take food outside of the tchum. Just like I have a tchum Shabbos, my food is a tchum Shabbos. So the Gemara in Beya says, what happens if I have I am making a dough, so my water cannot go as far as my flour. Right? In other words, how would this be? Somebody brought me the mussel. Let's say, let me give an example. Somebody brought me on Yom Tov some flour. How would this be? Somebody brought me some water from a town. Right? And I'm using it, and the flour was where I live right now. So the water from the town is already out of its tchum. And I'm 10 minutes out of the tchum, so I have another 8 minutes to go. The flour is from this town. So I have a dough made of water and flour. My flour can go anywhere in this town and go another 18 minutes out of the town. And my water is only a few more minutes to go. So I make a cake, the Yom Tov. So can I bring the cake? How far can I take this cake? Am I limited by the tchum on the water? Or am I limited by the tchum on the flour? So the Gemara says that I'm limited by the tchum on the flour, not on the water. So the Vital says, oh, you see, Iker and Tafel, you see, you go bust the roif. The water is both will cover the flour. So the Vital himself says that it's not, these are not good rayas. Number one, because the water is no longer be'en. The water is mamish belua. And he says that it's also not a good raya. Why? Because in this case, the haitzah, the taking out of the tchum, mamish, it acts on the object in a unit. The water and the flour became a unit. So it makes sense to say that there's one maisa, there's only one maisa vaitzachos mitchum. He said, when I have a keli and a fruit, when I have a bag and water, when I have gravy and chicken, I really have two separate objects. They are two separable objects. So the Eli tells number one, it may not be a good ride because it's suddenly bottles balua, and the water is no longer banned. He said, even if it is a raya, maybe it's only a raya if they are so connected that they can no longer be separate. Then I'm mechuyev to give it an identity. But if the two things are their relationship is only a functional relationship, I want to have my gravy with my chicken, I want to have my keli with my orange. So maybe then we'd say no. So who gives you right to because you want them to have them together? So the Tal is not happy with that raya. But the kasha again. So what do we have so far? We have that there's a machlokes rishonim whether lagabe bishul we say that you go basar the robe of the ikur, right? L'chora that machlokes, right? L'chora there's a machlokes rishonim as to whether we can expand the din of ikur and tofel from our Gemara. Our Gemara says there isn't an ikur and tofel agave etzah. Right, so there are two issues that we have to figure out. Number one, the yesod over here apparently. So we have a mahalach from the Rambam. What's the yesod over here? That the why should there be din of ikur and tofel agave etzah? Why should it be? What's the Hezra Adover to say that because I want to take out the fruit inside a bag, and the fruit is a pach is mikashir, and the bag is a kashir, then I should be put there altogether. Then we say we go vaser roiv lahakel. So the Rambam has the hesber, because that's your we go vaser kavanosai. That's exactly what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim explains that it's a din of meleches machshavas. That because I'm chayev and Shabbos only his kitche is avida machshavti. Meleches machshavas with two is ver melech machshavas. One is maisa umdus Rashi in Beyud Beis, and the other is avida machshavtoi. The Gemara in Hamatznia and Daf Tani Beis and Beis Lagavi Misasek. Right, two different hesberim and two different aspects of Melech Moshevet. So if you're Megonim and Pshat in this Rambam apparently, then that's how I'm Shana Gemara. Why should I only be Chayav on the Iker? Because my Kavanah is on the Iker, because if he asks me, what is your Machshava? My Machshava is to get my fruit, to get the water out of here. I have no Kavanah to get the Keli out of here. Right, that's what the Gemara says. But if I do have a kavanah to get the keli out of here, so then I'm chayiv the keli also. I'm going to use the keli for something else. I'm chayiv. So that's it says the prima gonim. It says didn't melech mashavas. Hey yois, it didn't melech mashavas. So then the first thing to figure out is so we have pshat in the Gemara. All right. We've something a little bit difficult because, and usually when we see the Mishnah and Achron collecting the halachas of Melech Moshevas, we don't usually see the Iker, the din of Iker and Tachu. That's not a kasha, but a little bit disconcerting. But that's what the people got him said. That's the Pshat and Rambam. Next, now we have two kashas. Number one is what's the machlokes of Meraivit. Number two is Lechora. This supports the Beis Yosef against the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef that says that Legabe Bishul you also go Baser Roiv. So if it's a din of Melechas Mashemes, this will support the Kula of the Beis Yosef for being Mekel over here, right? They're going Baser Roiv Lahokel. Right, the Mishnah goes Baser Roiv Lahokel. I'm not Chayav Itzah on the Keli because the Iker is Bafiz Mikashir. Now the Beis Yosef says we should go Baser Roiv Lahokel. We should be allowed to warm up chicken with a little bit of gravy because you go Baser Roiv. We should be allowed to warm up the chicken with the cholent with the water because you go Baser Roiv. He wants to be Mekel. Shulchan Aruch rejects it. Prima Gadim says that we should be able to go and follow the Prima Gadim possibly the Beis Yosef against the Shulchan Aruch for that reason. So we have to understand why Taka there should be a Machlekes of it. This Lacharitz a Mishnah Mefereshes. No, a Gemara Mefereshes. We pass it against the Lacharitz. So what's the Hezber on Dvarim? What's the Machlekes on Ravid? And what's the Hezber of whether this is a din that can be expanded and what are the limitations of expanding it? Effie, what are you going to say?
The Prima Gadim is using the concept of not Moshevet to say that the should be an Iker Kapha, but we just also use other concepts like the Grisha, you know, that you can't carry out the bottle and soda, and not also carry out the bottle.
The Psik Resha all has to be that I have Kavana to do one Maisa. Right, the two kinds of psigresha that appears in 99% of all situations is with the Roshin of Miskaven. So what does it mean? I'm Miskaven for Maisa A, and that's going to bring about Maisa B to happen. I have Kavanah to chop the neck of the chicken off, and the chicken's going to die, the Tilis Nisham as a result. All right? I open up the fridge door, and the light's going to go on. Over here, I have, then we said that Rashi applies Sikuresha concepts to Misasik also. Misasik Vidavar Haaser, right? And the Machshava that I had initially doesn't carry through. Alright, now let's see. Is that the same thing over here? I have in mind to carry out a plate with a piece of meat on it. Right, so it's not similar to the classic case of Dovshin Miskaven. I don't think you can really compare it to Masasek either. Right? Because here I am Masasek with Davar Aser, just that my Davar Aser is a Pachis Mekashir. No, so I don't think we can apply the Psik Reisha to this. I don't think so. What was that?
Like the bottle itself wouldn't be the
He wants to see the Rambam's Hezber.
It's all about the Buddha. You got the Buddha one thing, but not for the other.
In the Shuvah of Tzvi Pesach Frank, he does compare it to a Yisafek Psik Reisha. There's something to what you're saying. The very end of the tshuva, he says in a Yisafek Psik Reisha, you could be makel based on the Iker. You can derive from that. I don't definitely understand he made that jump. Maybe what you're saying is the way to look at it. I didn't understand why we should make that jump. But we'll go back to Ram in a few minutes. Daniel?
The way
Etzich l'gufa is not that I don't need it. Etzich l'gufa means my intent is to get to do the melacha for some other purpose.
He knows he's doing it.
Yes, let's hold that till we to etzich l'gufa. So I'm premature. Navin?
I just wanted to ask, I'm not sure if
right. No, that's what I'm suggesting that this is a new p'tur. That's how the Prima Gadim says it. To say that it's Daniel is saying that it comes in the canon of Tzichel Gufa, the Rambam would use that lashon. What Effie's saying, to say that it's Darshin and Meskavim, so that would be consistent with the Rambam's lashon, but I don't think you can say that over here. I think you have to, that's why I thought it's a new different aspect of Melech's Masheva. So that's how the Prima Gadim says it. Yeah, Moshe, go
ahead.
Well, other way around, no? The Ravid, the one that says that the Ravid says that I'm only chayiv if it's absolutely necessary. And the Rambam says that I'm chayiv as long as my kavana is to be mutzi with the keli. So you see that the Rambam would see Melechus Masheves in any Maisa Umnas. So it's so Maisa Umnas means if I want it to look a certain way. And the Raven.
The Raven would be saying it's a Maisa Umnas. In terms of Maisa Umnas.
Yeah.
The Rambam would be saying it's more of a Isavida Mashak. So even in the second case, it wasn't really a Isavida Mashak when he puts it on the paper. Comes to
Ravid,
since you don't need it and you're still using this plate, it's more of a
nice Uman. Is it Mukhrif that way? You couldn't say that way around also. So the Rambam is saying as long as it's Sevidim Achshavtoi, so therefore the Rambam has more opportunities for Sevidim Achshavtoi, so broader than. and to look around to see if you can be wise for her. But in fact, that's in fact the cholik in it. Would this be alone the Uriah? I'm not sure if it's moving from here. This could be a machlokes and how to evaluate the ikar tofel. Right? But the rabbi says tofel has to be mamish tofel, has to be in service. Right? They can have no separate identity at all. And the Rambam says no, tofel means that it goes both ikar kavana. I thought the machlokes Rambam rabbi was the machlokes in where is the ikar tofel? Is the ikar tofel in kavana? Is the ikar tofel in the object itself? But that was a narrow thing. Why should we say that? The Rambam is clear. The Rambam says, "Shaklit shvelo lo ve'ein kavanot leitzas hakeli." Right. So the Rambam is clear that the issue of what's going to make an ikar moment make it tofel my kavana, and the Ravid says, "What makes it ikar and tofel?" No. The Ravid. Right, the rabbi said it has to be that the object itself has to be dependent on each other. The moment they're not dependent on each other, just my kavana, so then that's not that wouldn't apply to this halacha. Right, that's the narrow look at it. I'm not thinking Moshe could be correct. Giving a raya without a raya, if you want to keep it as narrow as possible, so the Rambam is saying that my kavana determines what's ikur, what's tofel. So if I'm carrying out the keli and I'll use the keli for something else afterwards, it's an ikir and an ikir. I want both out. Right? If my kavanah is not to use the keli for anything else but this one hoitzah, even though it may not be necessary, but that's my kavanah. So it's avida machshavta. He's on the if he asked the person, what do you want to accomplish? So he would not say, look over, he would not say, I want to accomplish, I want to take out my piece of meat on a plate. He said, I'm going to take out my piece of meat. And then his mind, that's the thing on a plate, to keep his hands clean. And the Ravid apparently says that he agrees with the Messias and the Messias. But the Ravid says that the object itself has to be dependent. When is this called the tofel? Only if the object that I'm less interested in is necessary to take the object that I am interested in. Yeah. Was that? Do we say the same thing? Yes, I assumed, and the question is a good question, I did not look into it. I assumed it was unique to here because the Rambam's idea is an issue of Kavana. So that Lechor is a Shabbos thing. But it would be worthwhile checking into it. But in other areas, you have similar machlokes. I assume not so.
The Rambam had this story of the Rambam and the Rambam doesn't have it. And we're saying that we're adding a story that.
No, we have to figure out. So what's Ben Rambam now? And Rambam made the stand, right? But so normally understand that the ikur and tofel grows out of the requirement of machshava, right? The Rambam is we understand the shita, right? We also understand perek hamatznia, right? Then we began with misasek, it's a vira machshavtoi. And according to the Rambam, so the this will be a new application of Melechus Masheves. But according to Ravid, what's Taka the din of how we find the Ravid? If it's the Melechus Masheves, then my Masheves should determine it. Right? In other words, everything again. When we began the sugya, so we opened up like Ramesh opened up his tshuva. Why should he not make a difference? I'm doing Eitzah on two things. So who cares what's Iker, what's Tafel? He saw, they saw. Like Rav Moshe says, Lagavi the Cholent. There's Bishul on the beans, and there's Bishul on the meat, and there's Bishul on the water. Why should go Boser Rive? What does that have to do with Malachas and Shabbos? Boser Rive, it didn't beetle in Tarevis. When you have to identify an object, you have to figure it out. Truvis and Maisis, what's Iker, what's Tafel? But Malach and Shabbos, I'm doing a Malach. I have several Chetzes. I have several Nifols. That's how we began. So the Rambam says, no, it's a Din in Malach Moshevis. Alright, good. So that makes a lot of sense now if we follow through my Kavanah. But now the Ravid says that it's not a Din in Malach Moshevis. We're Haraya. The Ravid says, we don't allow your Moshev to determine things. Right? Take the chicken and the gravy. So according to Rambam, we probably would not say Iker and Tofel there. A person who wants the chicken, he wants the gravy. Right? We have Cholent. So there we may say Iker and Tofel. A person only wants the beans, the chicken, the potatoes. He doesn't want the water. So you have to figure out in each case whether it's part of a person's machshava. All right, good. It's a vita machshavta, not moshavas. But according to Ravid, the Ravid says, no, this is a din of Iker and Tofel that's defined objectively. Was it necessary to take it out or not? It has to be a functional relationship. It's not Basar Machshavta. Your Machshavta may be that this is a Tofel and we'll still be Machayiv for it. So what's Hezbad Dvarim? If it's not a question of Basar Machshavta, so the talk is din of Iker and Tofel. Alright? So now it's a further that you see from what we just said, that according to Rambam, the Rambam would not be masking with the Bais Yosef's application of this Gemara. You can't just blindly apply Iker and Tofel. Right? According to Rambam and according to Ravid, there's a very specific din of Iker and Tofel that's coming out of this Gemara. So it could be that there are three sheets of interpreting this Gemara. Rambam, Ravid, and the Bais Yosef's quotation, I think it was Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that applies it to Iker and Tofel in Bishul. Nassan, what are you going to say? Is that logical? If not, what can say? How can you have Moshav if not?
Meaning, if you need the kli for the food, and you could say, fine, you're not thinking about the kli at all, you're just thinking about the food. But if it's a kli that you don't need for the food, and it's independent, then how can you say that you don't have Moshav for the kli? And therefore, it is automatically a lot of Moshav if not, that's why you need that.
But it's because... Yeah, but is that logically correct? That's what you're saying. You're saying that we look at the kli, and the kli is the simon as to what's going on in the person's mind. Why did the guy take out the bag? Because there's another way of carrying the cherries. Right? Why did the guy take out the bag and put the bottle of water inside of it? He didn't need the bag for the bottle of water. Right? So therefore what? Therefore he must have had... He must have had some other kavanah for the bag. But Lamaisa, when he throws the bag out 2 minutes later, and he didn't have any Iglai Muslim prayer, he had no other kavanah at all. But Lachor is not correct. Lachor is, there are many times when we carry something out, it makes it a drop easier to carry it in a bag. I didn't want to get my hands dirty. Right? So then the rabbi apparently would say that then you're chayav on the kaling. I think we're saying it's correct. But the question is, how do you make sense of the rabbi? We're saying it's correct. that if a person carries out, when he carries out the plate under the meat, he has some kavanah for carrying out this plate. But that kavanah could be topped with the meat, v'afal pikin, the rabbi will say, yechayiv on it. Yes, that's what I'm not sure. That's what I'm not sure. Because the Rambam is very clear, right? A kavanah term, it could even be entirely subjective and situational. Right? So that we understand. But the Ravid, l'chora, is imposing a machshava which is not necessarily accurate. You know, it's not accurate to say that if I carry something out in a bag, that I must have had some other machshava. The Rav is drawing a distinction between when it was absolutely necessary and without a convenience. So how can you make such a from a kavana perspective? I know what the Iker and Tuffel is. You know, it's harder to flim shot the Rav that way. To simply say it's a different shiurim in kavana and how blatant the kavana is, how clear the kavana must be. Maybe to say. But I thought that it's hard to understand that way. Yeah?
When we're talking about Shabbat Tifla Tuna.
Yeah?
He says it's impossible to harden it unless it gets soft.
Okay.
It's really necessary to cook it in order to harden it. So it's the same thing. If it's necessary, then it's really impossible to carry the stuff out without the food. So it's more
important to
be
hard He's saying with the sound, he's trying to bolster in the sound's approach that this is the different shiurim in is avida machshavtai. Different shiurim in the avida machshav. That's what the sound was going for. So again, so if it's necessary, so then it's clear that my machshava is on the ikur, right? But let's say it's not necessary. I'm doing it out of convenience. So the Ravid says, in order for it to have a Savina Machshav, in order to be Potter Mitam Malech's Machshavas, it must be absolutely necessary. Right? And according to Rambam, as long as my intent. Right? It's going to boil down to be very similar to what Moshe was saying as well. That if you look at Melech, how you define Melech's Machshavas? What you're saying is you want to define, and this was Nisanel was going for as well, to define the Savina Machshavta in an objective way. Right? And that's what I find difficult. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying it's dismissive by any means. But that's what I find difficult. Can you define machshava in? So we will define it sometimes, I guess. As a situation, right? Is we are defining machshava. That'll also be machlokes rishayna. Is this nakuda? We'll have to watch out whether this is going to be. This will be Lashitosei. That's when it comes to Psik Resha. Right? So we will learn in Psik Resha, two is learning Psik Resha. Either Psik Resha means this, we mentioned this when we learned Misasi. Either Psik Resha means this is your Kavana. Get used to it. It's your Kavana. You like it or not like it. We're telling you what the Kavana is, right? You're telling me the Kavana was to cut the chicken's head off. We're telling you the Kavana was to kill the chicken, right? We are objectively imposing Machshava. And the other way of looking at Psik Resha is that it is a one long Maisa. We're not telling your Machshava could be your Machshava. We're not telling you what to think. We're telling you that you can't say two separate acts. you were doing a Ma'is Atilus Neshama. You were doing a long, drawn-out Ma'is Atilus Neshama. But that's what it was. Right, a person does Aitzah and Shabbos and says, he's nothing Aitzah and Shabbos, he's, I don't know, he's transporting something, nothing Aitzah. Right? So who's telling him it's Aitzah? A person says, I'm not doing Aitzah, I'm wearing this box on my head. So we're telling you this Aitzah. Right? So that's the Machlekes Lagabe Sikreshe. So that would be interesting to see if this plays itself out, if the Ravid will be consistent in that. So let's put that on hold for a moment to see that because you're right, there will be approaches that will say that we will impose machshava, we will impose a set machshava. That could be okay. Good. So let's just finish up what we're saying over here. So the question is, this sugya of Iker and Tavel, l'chayra according to Rambam, it should certainly be a sugya that applies in other places of Hilchos Shabbos. Correct? According to Ravid, it should also apply to other places in Shabbos, but in a much, much different way. If we would say, what Epi and Nassanel are saying, that it is a Meleches Machsheves sugya, just with a different detail, and then again, the Machlekes of Ravid is not that significant. Machlekes of Ravid is a Machlekes in evaluating the Machshavta. But it will still be a Shabbos sugya. It will not just be a Hitzah sugya. Mashen again. And Lachor, that's correct. I would assume that's correct both according to Rambam and Ravid. And in Ravid, it's conceivable. It's conceivable that the Hitzah sugya. It's conceivable that Iker and Tov will be unique to Hitzah. I see no source to say that, but it's conceivable that. That's just because he doesn't apply the broader term. But according to Rambam, it clearly has to be beyond the din of Eitzah. So now the question is, how far does it go? So we do find other areas, other melachos, where Iker and Tofel are defined. There is one case where it's defined, where it is Lechumra, I think. Right, well, we so far have seen Ika Tafel Lekula. What about Lechumra? So Rav Yossi Kohn, she faced a son of Elijah. Rav Yossi Kohn is also one of the great Gedol of Yerushalayim. He's one of the great, the unbelievable Lekias, Rav Yossi Kohn. He was a Masada Get in the Rabbi Nut in Yerushalayim. But he was known in Yerushalayim as one of the people who was a tremendous, tremendous Zikaron. And he was always shaku and learning. He's one of these people, when you saw him in the street, you could see that he was learning all the time. He was shuku. His mind was, he was sort of amble along Yerushalayim, and you could see that his mind was in a different place. So he wrote this footnote to this tshuva at the end of Hard to be called the Talal Yisod. There's a shul in Geul, in Rehov Tzatzanya, I think. At the end of Tzvanya, there's a shul called Hard to be. That was a Tzvi Pesach's minyan, I think. And then they made it to a shul, and now they have called the Zom Nechemi Govi, used to say Shirm over there. So the Rav Yossi Kohn has this Ha'ara. So he points out that there's a Tosus in Mesechus Beyah that says that on Yom Tov, if one shechs a korban, is one chayav on shechita for shechting a korban, if it's not a chayav sayayim, is one chayav on bishul, when one puts it on the fire, on the mizbeach. So the Tosfos says, I think it's in Be'er Chazayim and Be'ez. Tosfos says Yechayu. Why? Because the Iker of the Korban is for Tzerach Gavoya. Right? And then Mishulchan Mizbeach, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu. When we eat part of a Korban, if it's a Chayv HaSayim, so the Torah says you have to bring it. If it's Shlom Shav Mechagiga, that's the whole Sugin Bey, that's your test. But let's say it's not Chayves Hayyim, it's not Shlom Mechagiga. But we decided to bring a Korban. So the Taisva says that that was Chayev, and was Chayev for Shechita and for Bishol. So the Taisva says, why? What happened to Melechas Oichal Nefesh? He says, because here the Shechita is primarily for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ikur is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's true that I will benefit from the Shechita when I have to bring the Korban. So Taisus says the Bishul, the Havar is all for the all for. So you see that. So Rav Yossi Kohn, you see that that's the Lashon. Ikaron the Tzarech Gavoya. Seeker and Tovel, same din over here. I'm doing one Ma'aser Shechita. I'm shechting. If somebody asks you, what are you shechting? He'll say, I'm shechting for lunch. No, I'm shechting to bring a carbon to bone. So what happens? If once I shech the carbon, I'll get lunch out of this. Right? The Kohn will give me lunch. But the Ikar Shechita is for Yom Tov. So that would follow, perfectly follow both Rambam and Ravid, right? Certainly if we say what Efe and Nathanael are saying. Iker kamenosai, but there we say Iker and Tafel l'chumra. Our Gemara is Iker and Tafel l'kula. From being nakel that the Iker is pachet v'kashir and the Tafel is, I'm not going to be chayev itza. Now we're saying for Keret, that I can be machayev myself. I'm doing shechita, and it will create a heter echol nefesh, but the ikur shechita is for tzarech gavoya. There's a difficult rajba. We had the rajba called Yerushalmi. We had a remez to it on the previous Gemara. A person has a deer inside of his house, and he closes the door. Don't say that, correct? So the Rashba quotes Yerushalmi. Then it sounds like from Yerushalmi, what happens if my Iker Kavana is because I don't want robbers to come in? I can't get the deer out of my house, right? Maybe I'm interested in having a pet deer, or maybe I'll have venison for dinner, whatever it is. But my Iker Kavana is, I have to go someplace now. So I have to close the door. I don't want hunters to come into my house. I don't want robbers to come to my house. So my Iker Kavana is Shmira. Memela, there's going to be a Tzeda getting done over here. Am I? So the Rashba says, since Iker Kavana is Lishmor Beisai, therefore one is Potter. He doesn't take the root of Psik Reisha. And it could be because it's the same Maisa. What's the Kavana for this Maisa? So Yossi Cohen says that there you see as well. The Gemara has a din. The Gemara is a din that we'll come across in Etzri Chagufa. The person picks up a net. And he wants to, a baby falls overboard. So he picks up a net to save the baby's life, and he brings up fish with it as well. Right, it's obvious it's pikuach nefesh. But the question is, was there any Easter of Seid over here? I mean, go Boser Ika Kavanase. So Rashba analyzes it in the same way. Yeah? Was that? Yeah, it could be that we would analyze from Pikuach Nefesh. The question is, before you get to the heads of Pikuach Nefesh, was there an Easter altogether? And a Chanami will be Hutchuduchi when it's all done. But was there any Malacha that was done that has to be Nidfes? Right? That's the fit. Yeah?
On
the
Ayin Hem
face,
we were discussing it
official. Okay,
I discussing it official. So we're looking at the. The Rishonim
think it's Rosh and Ritzah and Rabban are discussing Yitzchak Rishonim versus Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
We're discussing Yitzchak Rishonim versus the secondary Rishonim. Mm-hmm.
And
the
other
Rishonim
would say, oh, this is what
the
person said.
Rabban said, and then they would use the term Sigresha. Mm-hmm.
Then
instead that
it was
in
the
change
at all.
I think there was still two distinct acts of Bishol, I think. But let me think about it. So what have we said? So we said that we have a sugi in our Gemara, Ikar and Tafel. We found now that the issue of Ikar and Tafel pops up in different malachas as well. We found that the Taisus that discussed Ikar and Tafel, Lagave Shchita, Lagave Bishol, and a Korban. And that's the Chumra. We found that the Zin of Ikar and Tafel, Lagave Tzeda. The Rashba's closing the door. Then maybe the Rashba may apply it to the Din of Tzeda. When this snatches up the net, and the Beis Yosef applies it to Bishul. So l'chayra, this sugya of ours is a yesodistic sugya. This Mishnah is creating or contributing this concept of ikar tafel gavi malachas. However, it remains to be figured out. Though, so we still have a machlekes rishonim whether we should apply ikar tafel to Bishul. Right, I think it's Rabbeinu Yochum and the Beis of Kara. What's the taka the din of the cholent? What's the taka the din of the chicken with the gravy? What's the din of the droplets of water in the coast? Right. So what's that machleik is based on? L'chara we said there was in the Ikir and Tafel. L'chara we said that there should not be. We should always go baser ikir. When should we have a korban and tofel? When should we have malchus and tofel? Right. Maybe Chazal should make yisurim legabe a tofel. Shalom b'asirikim. Nu sus l'chor the machlekes. How is the machlekes between the machaber and the Rabbi Yosef Kara and Rabbi Yerucham? I think Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yosef and Nu. What would you say? Yosef, we see that it does apply to other malachas, and legabe, we find it does apply to shechita and to bishul and havara. That was the tesis in Beya. The Chara Gemara applies it so easily to Yitzha. So it's not unique to Yitzha. No, what would you say? Go ahead. It could be, but it's what's that?
If they rise, it's already expanded.
Well, sorry, we have certainly other Rishonim who have to figure out the Easter of Karbana, so that's the major issues. And if you say it's the Vida Machshav, so you'd have to have a different way of understanding the basic din. According to Rambam, it's a bit of a better has been around so far. So once it becomes Malach Hashem, it should apply to everything. No, so what would you say? Let's go back to Machlekes Rambam Raivin. So if we explain the Rambam Raivin as a Machlekes in Malachas Machsheves, according to the way Epi and the Sarah want to do it, and it's possible, so then I think then we're stuck. And Lechara should apply. And then we'll have to figure out why Sarmi should have then apply it to different details of Bishul. Imagine in the Kane, if you look at the Rambam Ravid and say that the Rambam is following Kavana, and the Ravid is looking at whether the two objects are uniquely combined to each other, that they become one object. Because according to Raivin, we're not focused on Kavana. According to Raivin, we're saying, is this bag independent from its contents or not? If I'm taking out cherries, the bag is dependent on the contents. The contents are dependent on the bag. The contents need the bag. If I'm taking a bottle of water in the bag, they're not dependent on each other. It's for my convenience. So the Ravid apparently says, L'chora, is what I would look at it, the Ravid says that we're not going Boser Kavanasa. Boser Kavanasa, he's taking out the water. He's not taking out the bag. Ravid, stick around for 2 minutes, you'll see the bag's going to run out. So according to Ravid, if we're not going Boser Kavanasa, so what's the Kaveh over here? So the Kaveh is that Iker and Topel, the Torah is the Rav understood that the Gemara is using Iker and Topel to define what the object of Haitzah is, what the Nifal of the Malach is in this case. So the Rav says if they are integrally connected, if there is a, if they're necessarily connected, then it's one object, it's one chetz, it's one nifa. Masha'ena kein, if they're only connected because of my concern, of my intent, my convenience, my, so then it's not one object. And the Rambam says you all go basar kavana. So it's possible that that would be the machlokes. That would be the machlokes of Rabbi Bishul. No, could we say the same thing? The Gabi, other the case that we brought the case of the Seda. Right. So then there, the animals in the house, the closing of the door, is however with the holding the Rambam's, the Rabbi, that's going to be a malach of Seda. Right. So you may have to analyze. You may want to analyze a little bit differently. It's a creation, but l'chora, from the point of view of having an eker kavon and a tuffel kavon, that there we go the same way. When make it easier, and it goes l'gabe korban. Right. So then both Rama Marvin would say that if you go both you can come and also the eker kavon over here is L'shamayim, and the eker part of this animal is the korban, and the any part of the animal that gets killed when you're killing the part that's for korban is intimately connected. So either way, it's going to work. All right, where will the two separate ways? So I have my cholent, and I have a liquid part and a solid part to my cholent. Right. So according to the Ravid, they're not intimately connected. So I don't have an eker and a tofel. I should have a bishul on both. And according to Rambam, my kavana in that case is, what's my ikka kavana? They're also in both. No? Right? Or maybe not. I mean, my kavana is only on the, I don't care about the liquid part of the joint. I only care about the solid you can have. Liquid has to get hot because it's in the same bowl. But my ikur kavon, I'd be just as happy if the solid part would get hot. So it's conceivable that that's the machlokes between the Rishonim and applying Bishul as well. Now when do we apply this, when do we say ikur and topel agavi Bishul if we're looking at Kavana, we can say the following. Everybody holds that we're going to apply this sugya all over. Right? The issue of Bishul is not an issue whether you apply Iker and Tafel. We would certainly apply the din of Iker and Tafel. But we all, but, and this is not the way Rav Moshe learned. Right? Rav Moshe learned that we should not be applying Iker and Tafel Machlal. Right, to make clear over here. Rav Moshe's mahalach is that it makes, there's no svara to buy ikir and tafel. Right? What Rav Moshe would do with our sugi, I'm not sure. L'chara Rav Moshe would say it's a special din haitzah or something. I don't know. But if, so we'll put Rav Moshe aside for a moment. And then halacha l'maitzah, we may end up going with Rav Moshe finished. But in terms of explaining the shittas, it's conceivable that the machlokes rishonim, but whether you go bus or yikir tafel, not machlekes and bus, in whether you go bus or yikir tafel. No, the machlekes is how you apply yikir tafel. Just like the Rav and the Ram argued on how you apply it. So it's conceivable to say that the Rishonim will say that if you have a piece of meat with gravy, or you have a piece of chicken and some of the gravy with that was there when you're preparing the chicken is still there. Alright, so the Rambam would say you apply Iker and Tavel, let your Kavana determine. And if your Kavana is on the Yavesh, so then it's should have the rules of Yavesh should apply. And the Ravid would say that you can only allow the rule of Iker and Tavel to apply if they are necessarily connected. But if they're not necessarily connected, so then you should apply, you should view them as two separate things. The Rambam says that Allah Ikron Tuffel goes Basar Kavana, and the Ravid would say Ikron Tuffel goes Basar the Chavit itself. The Chavit has to determine whether it's connected or not. Whether, according to Rambam, the issue of Ikron Tuffel is defining Kavana, and according to Ravid, the issue of Ikron Tuffel is defining the object. All right. So again, let's make a sequel, and we'll make it clear. So then it comes now the case of the. Let's do the following. Let's try to review in two ways. First of all, we said we came across a sugya of Iker and Tafel. That's number one. All right. This Iker and Tafel sugya seems to be the yisod of several illustrations, several different issues in halacha. Places as examples you can tell Gabi Corbin, right? It could be source of Rajba, you can tell Gabi Tzeda, fine. Next, we find a machlekes of Iker and Tafel Gabi Bishul, right? When something is both a solid and liquid, do we say Bishla from Bishla or not? So we found that machlekes. We found it halachal and ma'isa in the droplets of the tea. We found it, I think it could be chalik, but this is the analysis, but this is the way that it's said in the Sfarim. We found it three way machlaikas. Right? Rav Kolder said that you go basa roiv. Said in very well what we're saying. And he said you should be machmir, but it's a chomer. How would we explain Rav Kolder? Ramam shita. When you pour the hot water into the cup and you're making a hot tea, right? So you go around and talk, what would the Rambam say? What's your kavana? Is your kavana to heat up the droplets of tea that were left over? I'm thinking about that. So that would be Ravan Kotler, make it within a smutter, but it's good to be machmer, maybe because other posts were machmer. Rav Moshe, or let's say Rav Chief Pesach, would say that one should be machmir if it was not mavushal, and be makel if it was already mavushal. Right? Which would be based on. So it means the Iker within he holds that there is a problem of bishul, but when there's a suffix, you can be makel. I think that's how we're basically understood, I think. You could say that way around, by the way. You could say make it holds like a barn color, but he wants to be machmir on a suffix there, right? So it could be. I don't know. Was not so clear on that. And Rav Moshe says, no Iker and Tafel over here. Where's the Iker and Tafel? We would explain Rav Moshe based on the Ravid. When is there Iker and Tafel? Either the Tashus of Rav Moshe's Lashon is no Iker and Tafel. Is a din in Sani Gimel, whoever thought of taking Iker and Tafel, I hate son, applying it to Bishop. So I would explain to Rav Moshe like the Ravid in one of two ways. Either to say that the Ravid says he can tell defines the Cheftzen and the Cheftzen may talk to the Cheftzen of Bishul. Conceivable to say such a thing. So when it's mukrach for me to carry two things out together, that's not even Iker and Tavel. It's a din Oitzah. But who said it's mukrach for me to be mevashel two things together? In Oitzah, I have to carry the cherries with a bag. It's a din Oitzah. When it comes to Bishul, so I don't have to cook them together. I don't have to cook anything at all. So it's conceivable that when it comes to Oitzah, one services the other as a moitzi. So over here, when it comes to the chicken and the broth, one doesn't service the other as a mevashel. When it comes to a piece of meat in its gravy, So it could be that in Bishla, I don't apply Ikir v'Tofel. Only in Eitzon, this very unique way, according to Raivin. And that would probably be the way that Rav Moshe would learn Pshat. Alright? So which would mean, again, what are we saying then? We're saying that the Raivin would hold that the Ikir v'Tofel is unique to Eitzon, because only in the case of Eitzon, or some similar kind of din, where one object serves as the moitzi for the other object, then I would say, if one object would serve as the mevashel, if one object would serve as the as the mevara for another object, we don't have such a thing. We don't have such a thing. So then I would say, ikir v'tofel. All right. So that's one way to look at the machlekes of Rambam, and then it would explain the machlekes achrein legabe, the hot droplets of tea. Or we could look at the machlekes Rambam and Raivin, that it is a machlekes and call an olive Shabbos, but Rambam said it defines the machshava, and Raivin says it defines the object itself. And then we would have to apply it. All right, then we would say that probably we would be hard pressed to find a source for Rav Moshe's chumrah. All right, if we would take this route, correct. However, we would be able to explain the machlekes Rishon Legavi Bishul. Right, again, the machlekes Rishon Legavi Bishul. Whether you apply Ikir and Topo to the Cholin, we could either explain it based on the machlekes Rama and Raivet, that maybe the Raivet holds there's no Ikir and Topo Legavi anything but Itza. All right. Never really explained the sheet as a machaber, it does not apply Ikir and Tofel. Or we could say that the machaber in this case follows the din of the Raivin, and it, that allows Ikir and Tofel to apply to all of Shabbos, but only to define the object, not via Melechus Mashabbos. And if we say take that approach, and the Rambam becomes the sheet as Yachid over here. Why is the sheet as Yachid? Because the Rambam to say that Melechus Mashabbos applies to Ikir and Tofel, you only find that mentioned. So the Rambam's approach would be the Rambam's chiddush of applying Melechus Mashabbos to Ikir and Tofel, but it was not makul by the Rishon. And the Raivin, who says that Ikir and Tofel is unique to either Haitzah, or it has to be uniquely combined and it's defining the Chetzah Melacha, so that Taka could apply to the Melachas as well. So in explaining, again, so in explaining the Melechus from Rambam, we have two possibilities. Either to explain that the Raivin limits his din to Haitzah, or that he uses it to define the Chetzah Shem Malacha. And then, depending how you explain the Raivin, that would help us understand the Machlekesin amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim Lagabe Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Was it Weisbach?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. You went over to the Shmuzlim?